I really going to go? When I think I hear something behind me that sounds like footsteps, I turn, hopeful that it might be Antonio, but instead I find nobody there. I lean back, look up the stairs, one last check, but see only the dark from where I came. I turn back to the computer and type Edinburgh in the search box to look for flight options, still unsure if I'm awake enough for such a decision. Am I really going to go back? Next box. Return or one way? What are you doing? Antonio asks. Shit! I shout, almost jumping out of my seat. Don't creep up on me like that! My heart hammers in my chest. Christ, Rini! He staggers back, surprised. You're the one creeping around in the dark. You scared me. He's standing in a pair of white trunks that look too small for him, one of my low stilettos in his hand like a weapon. His voice is rich as chocolate, strong as my espresso. What are you doing down here? Looking at something online, I say, still out of breath. He moves in close, sets the shoe on the desk, and I smell my perfume on his skin as he leans over me. He brushes his hands over my shoulders, and when I don't push him away, he rubs at my neck before letting his fingers slide across the top of my breasts. He's never stopped being tactile. Even when he's angry with me, he still wants me close. Just relax, okay? Take a deep breath, he says, kneading his fingertips into my skin. I remember what we were doing only an hour ago, and wish I could go back to that, as awkward as the post-argument sex was. Nothing between us is easy anymore. He continues rubbing at my shoulders as he leans forward to read the screen. Then he stops, looks at me, a flash of disbelief. You going somewhere? I think again of his packed bag and how I could ask him the same thing. Instead, I take another sip of coffee, just glad that I'm no longer alone. Cassandra died, I say. It takes him a moment to register the name because he isn't used to hearing it. When? He asks, once the pieces fall into place. He crouches down and my gown slips open, exposing my legs and the bottom of my scar. He rubs a strong hand against my weaker left thigh, running it all the way up to the thick, red wound. He completes an assessment of my face to see how I'm taking the news. I am empty, reticent as a blank sheet of paper. How? He asks, as I shuffle away from him, his fingertips irritating the raised flesh of my scarred hip. Only now do I realize that I didn't ask Elle what happened to our mother. I don't know if she died in her sleep or in a bloody car wreck. I don't know if she died in pain or peacefully. I'd love to say that I didn't ask because I don't care, but I know that I do. I still care, even though I've tried for 29 years not to. I don't know. Antonio doesn't push it, even though I know he doesn't really understand my detachment. He has too many of his own beliefs about family. They all start with marriage. But he is here, and he has forgiven me for the argument I caused the previous night. Something lame that began with his apathetic approach to domestic detail and ended with my unwillingness to become a mother. Are you going to go? He asks. I shrug my shoulders. There are so many reasons not to. I could still get out of this, change my phone number, move before Elle has a chance to discover where I live, pretend that I don't owe her a thing. But if I go, there are truths my father could tell me. How can I pass up the chance to know why they gave me away and kept Elle? Well, I suppose you have to, Antonio says. He reaches for the mouse and begins to scroll through the available flights. He makes a selection for 3:30 in the afternoon and drags the cursor in a circular fashion to catch my attention. This one looks good. You could be there by late afternoon. I nod and smile, understanding his belief that the only right thing is for me to be there. Pass me my wallet, I say as I click on the link with a shaky hand. I select the one-way option, not knowing when I might be able to come back, and immediately feel less confident. Antonio doesn't suggest coming with me. Perhaps he'll just be glad of the space. Perhaps we both will. Now come back to bed, he says. We walk back together, Antonio leading the way, holding my hand as though I'm a teenage girl about to get laid for the first time. We slip back into the sheets and he wraps his arms around me, something I've come to miss in the weeks that he's been distant and unreachable. I rest into him, wishing that